And as you look at that, what is the title of our message, this communion? Amen. Don't forget. All right. Now, this side was awake real good. Amen. All right. So just turn to your neighbor and just say, neighbor, don't forget. Don't forget. Hallelujah. A favorite Far Side cartoon. How many read The Far Side? It's a cartoon some people really love. But it's captioned, one cartoon said, Superman in his later years. And it shows the elderly Man of Steel perched on a window ledge, and he's already just about to leap. And he looks back, and then he says to himself, now where was I going? Woo! Hallelujah. I can relate to that. Yes. Forgetfulness can happen to us all. Amen. Amen. And while our occasional lapse of memory may be amusing at times and annoying at other times, a lack of memory toward God's saints can be disastrous. Deuteronomy 8:11 says, beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments. Hallelujah. All right, so don't forget. Let's just pray to the Lord. We're going to get started. Oh, bread of heaven, we worship you today. You who were sent from glory, awesome ruler, our gentle redeemer, God with us, we worship you today. What a friend we have in you, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we confess that we can't live life on our own strength. And Lord, as we listen to the preaching of your word, we ask that you would just come and speak to our hearts, oh God, and empower us, oh Lord, with your word. And Lord, that we wouldn't be just hearers this day, but we would go forth from here doers of your word as well. And so we say thank you, Lord, for giving us hearts to seek you, to love you, and to love and serve others. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your word, which transforms our lives from the inside out. And it's in your name, Lord Jesus, we all join together to say amen and amen. Amen. Don't forget. All right, saints, I want us to read 1 Corinthians 11:24 through 26 together, and it's printed for us. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant, my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Amen. Amen. Have you ever forgotten anything? Okay, Jerry admits it. All right. Amen. 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 All right. Most of us forgot. Something in your life, all right, it may have been as simple, you can raise your hand if you've ever forgot something like this, your keys, all right, your wallet, your purse, some hands are just staying up, your checkbook somewhere, all right, a telephone number you wanted to remember, a name you wanted to remember, oh my goodness, a birthday you wanted to remember, an anniversary. All right, well, the list can just go on and on. Amen. Most of us, we kind of kept it going on there. Well, it's frustrating, saints, when we forget and when we're trying our best to remember, but we just can't quite pull it up. It just slips away. I've always loved the story that Delois Williams told me years ago of three sisters who were living together in their senior years of life. And one evening, after watching a little TV, one sister got up to go to bed, and halfway up the stairs, she stopped and asked, was I going up or was I coming down? And one sister replied with a hint of aggravation in her voice, you were going up to bed. A second sister headed into the kitchen to make herself a sandwich, And once in the kitchen, she hollered back to her sister, who was still downstairs in front of the TV, "What did I come in here for?" And the sister responded again with a trace of irritation in her voice, "You went in to make a sandwich," she said. And then after that, she says, "I'm so glad that I am not as forgetful as the both of you two are." And then she knocks on the end of the table, and she gets up and walks over to the door and says, "Who is it?" Ah, when Dolores first told me, I just so laughed. But we are a forgetful people, amen? Amen. The other day I was with the counters, and we were having a discussion on trying to remember, and I was telling them that I've been taking a vitamin called Ginkgo biloba. It's something. It's an herb or something. I'm like, I'm taking it so it can help my memory so I can remember. But I don't think it's doing any good. I haven't noticed anything, you know. And so Althea, she was laughing. She says, "Well, that reminds me of a story." And she shared this story with all of us. She said there was a couple who were dating, and they had a restaurant that they just loved. And so they ended up getting married. So for their 10th anniversary, they came back to that restaurant. And they said, "This is our 10th anniversary, and we love this restaurant, so we've come back." And then on their 20th anniversary, they went back to that restaurant. On their 30th, they went back. Their 40th, and just on. And when they got up to their 80th anniversary, they went back to the restaurant, and they told the waiter, they said, "Well, we chose this restaurant because we'd never been here before." Praise God. I can relate, amen. And from my very own vast experience, saints, I concluded that forgetfulness has no respecter of age. Hallelujah, amen. And therefore, we can come up with all kinds of ways to help ourselves remember. Some, have you ever tied a string around your finger, or post-it notes all over the house, or memory courses some take? One thing I do, and this might be helpful for you, if I've already just crashed in the bed, I'm so tired, and I think, "Oh, I needed to do that," or, "Oh, I must call them in the morning," or, "Oh," whatever it was, and I just am too tired to get up, I'll take one of my pillows, throw it across the room so it's real quiet, and then in the morning when I get up and I'm making the beds up and everything, I'll say, "Oh, this pillow is across the room for a reason. What was it?" And then I can think of what it was. I always think of what it was. So start throwing pillows. It really helps me a lot. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, you know, the late Nat King Cole, he wrote a song that was a hit, and it's still a big love of all of our hearts this day. It was recorded, re-recorded with his daughter Natalie. They digitally mixed it to sing this song as a duet, and together they sound so beautiful. And the song was entitled "Unforgettable." That's what you are. I wish I could really sing. I would really sing that for you. But it was about a man who, he was speaking, he had found a woman who had made such an impression on him that he could never forget. And the lyrics go, "Unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far. Never before has someone been more unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I'm unforgettable too." Amen. Well, this song became an instant hit, probably because everyone can recall at least one person, amen, or one impression in their life that they will never forget. No one ever forgets their favorite Sunday school teacher. How many remember, or your favorite teacher at school, or the first teacher you had a crush on, or your just someone in your life, your nursery teacher, your worship. You know, there's points in our lives that we never forget, like your first driver's license when you go, or maybe the first time you failed your driver's license, you remember that. Or your high school diploma, graduation, or maybe a wedding, or there's adoption or birth of your children. There's so many things that are unforgettable moments in our lives, saints. And for believers, hallelujah, there's another unforgettable moment, saints. And that was the day in which we gave our hearts and our lives to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It was such an important moment that many people, and I'm just so impressed with them, they can remember the date that they gave their heart to Jesus. Now, some of us don't remember the date, but we may remember the experience. We remember it's engraved in our memories and in our hearts. So I just want you to turn to your neighbor and just say, neighbor, God's word wants us to remember. God's word wants us to remember. I don't know how many of you are Trekkies, Star Trek, but Spock, he is one of the characters there, and he does mind melds, and all he has to do is put his hand right here on somebody's head and say, remember, and they will remember whatever it was he wanted them to remember. Amen. So we will be doing mind melds before we leave today. Hallelujah. Well, with the people of Israel poised to enter into the promised land, Moses challenged them, remember the Lord your God who led you all the ways these 40 years in the wilderness. And Deuteronomy 8:2 says, and to be aware that you do not forget the Lord your God, verse 11, by not keeping his commandments. Now, saints, you will see in our order of notes, there are a number of reasons which we forget the Lord. And the first that I have printed, there's many more, but I want to just focus in on three real quickly. What's the first? Testing. God allowed his people to hunger, and then God provided manna for them each and every day. But you know, saints, when we are lacking the necessities of life, and you know, we're feeling, oh man, God, have you forsaken me? You know, well, you know, then we start doing things on our own, making decisions, and we're not seeking the Lord. We forget God. What's the second reason, saints? Satisfaction. You see, sometimes abundance or need may produce spiritual amnesia. Because sometimes God has blessed us so, and we're just feeling so satisfied. Oh, I'm doing so good. And then we forget the one who provided it all. We start saying, well, I pull myself up with my bootstraps, you know. But who gave you the boots and the straps? Hallelujah. But sometimes satisfaction can cause us to forget God. And then thirdly, saints, pride. If prosperity brings a feeling of self-accomplishment, just like, oh, I built all this, let me build bigger barns and fill them up. We just get so prideful, and we have forgotten God. Well, I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, don't forget. Hallelujah, because Jesus wants us to remember. Jesus wants us to remember. Well, in our text in Luke 22:15, Jesus said, I have eagerly desired to have this meal with you. Now, saints, in the original language, the same word is actually used twice. And what Jesus is saying is, with desire, I desire to have this meal with you. Now, saints, this was no routine Passover meal. It was so significant. And Jesus very passionately wanted to share that meal with them. And saints, I believe that Jesus' double desire was fueled by two things. And the first one, saints, his desire for his disciples to know the true meaning of the Passover. All right, for years, God's people had only celebrated a shadow. But now the real thing was here. The true Lamb of God was standing before them, and the real Passover was about to be celebrated. No longer would God's people celebrate the shadow every year. This was to be the last and final Passover meal. The Passover meal was handing over the baton of memory to another memorial feast. Hallelujah. And saints, I believe the second thing that fueled Jesus' desire to have this meal and was equally important was his desire for them to remember him. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. For you see, Jesus was about to go to the cross, saints. Jesus was about to die. And the close fellowship that had been, and as they had known it, it was about to change. It would be no more. And as I reflected this week, I know my list is by no means exhaustive, but I just wanted to share seven things that Jesus wants us to remember as we celebrate communion, as we celebrate the new covenant memorial feast. And I want you to look there. What is the first, saints? I want us to read it together. Jesus wants us to remember our worth. Hallelujah. Saints, we are so valuable to God. Would you touch your neighbor right now and say, neighbor, we're so valuable to God. We are so valuable to God. We are so valuable to God. And you know, saints, every year during the Passover, when the city of Jerusalem swelled to 1 million or more, scholars estimate that over 100,000 lambs were sacrificed. Every year during this Passover time, when the smells of blood and burning animals filled the air, the people were reminded of the cost of their sins. And every time, saints, that we hold the bread and the cup in our hands, we are reminded of the tremendous cost. We are reminded of the broken body, the shed blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ every time we take it into our hands. I want you to touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, we are so valuable to God. We're so valuable to God. What price was God willing to pay in order to save you and I from our sin? The death, a cruel death on an old rugged cross. God's Son, whom God loved. No higher price could have been paid. No higher price. So then, saints, when we take communion, Jesus wants to remember our worth. He wants us to remember our worth. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your sacrifice for us. Now, what's the second, saints? Jesus wants us to remember God's love. Amen. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Amen. So, saints, let's read Romans 5:8 together. What does it say about love? God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were sinners, Christ died for us. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. God so loved the world that God gave and God demonstrated God's love for us. I want us to personalize that now. And I want you to say, God's own love for me. Say it. God's own love for me. In this. While I was a sinner, Christ died for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying for me, for rising for me. Now, I want us to understand, saints, that you are special to God. Tell your neighbor, you are special to God. You are so special to God. Yes, amen. You are God's special gal. You're God's special guy, special son, special daughter. And God's love for you is unconditional. Woo, hallelujah. God's love for you is so strong and so powerful. You can't outrun it, hallelujah, and you can't even earn this love, amen, because it's just there. It's just there. Oh, praise God. How sweet it is, Lord, to be loved by you. And God's love for us is so hard to grasp because it's so unconditional. God's always there. His love is always towards us. That's why Paul wrote in Ephesians 3:17 and 18, and let's read that together, saints. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power with the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge. Hallelujah. Oh, saints, the Lord's Supper reminds us of our worth, amen, and of God's great love for us. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. All right, thirdly, Jesus wants us to remember his cross. Hallelujah. John 15:13 says together, greater love has no one than this, than he lay down his life for his friends. Amen. Saints, Jesus wants us to remember the cross, to remember the sacrifice that he made. Now we sing, we'll never know how much it costs. Oh, for you to die on the cross that we might have life. We'll never know. But saints, you know this. The cross The road to Calvary was not an easy one. Know that. And in fact, Jesus asked if there was another way. He asked God if there was another way. Yet, everybody say yet. Yet, Jesus was willing to take up that cross. He was willing to deny himself, to be beaten for us, to die for us. So don't ever forget Christ's cross. Amen. Or that Jesus has called you. Jesus has called us. Though sometimes the way may not be easy. How many know it's not always easy serving the Lord? It's not always easy when your coworkers know that you love the Lord Jesus, because some of them are going to try to, you know, antagonize you. At school, when they know that you profess Jesus and you're living Jesus, it's not always easy to deny ourselves, amen, to put God and others first. But God calls us to take up our cross daily and to follow him. Hallelujah. Thank you for the privilege, Lord Jesus. Now, fourthly, Jesus wants us to remember what, saints? Our need. When we take communion, we do not simply just hold the bread and the blood in our hand, but we partake of them. They become a part of us. We eat the bread. We drink the juice. And this reminds us, saints, of our greatest need, which is to not only know about Jesus, hallelujah, but also to take him into our lives. Amen. To make him a part of us, so that no matter where we go, the love of Jesus will shine through us. We will act and react as Jesus because we have partake of him. He is a part of us. Now, how do we do that? The Word of God tells us in Deuteronomy 8:11, by being obedient. Everybody say obedient. Obedient to God's will. Obedient to God's Word. Deuteronomy 8:11 says, beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments. If we would just be obedient, we would save ourselves a whole lot of headache. Hallelujah. A whole lot of heartache, and we would not get in as much trouble as we do. Amen. Just by being obedient. Fifthly, Jesus wants us to remember what saves you. Two stanzas of a hymn that we love here at Glenville New Life makes this clear. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, nothing can for sin atone. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Not a good that I have done. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. It is Christ's blood that saves. It's not the good that you do or the bad that you don't do. It's Christ's blood that saves, saints. Now let's read Acts 22:16 together. It says, arise, be baptized, washing your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. 6. Jesus wants us to remember our oneness. When we take the Lord's Supper, saints, we're not only declaring our oneness with God, our fellowship with God, but our oneness with one another. We partake together. We sing a song, make us one, as you and the Father are one. Make us one, so the world will know that you are God's son. Make us one. Jesus wants us to remember our oneness. And then lastly, Jesus wants us to remember our future. Hallelujah. Oh, praise your name, Lord Jesus. 1 Corinthians 11:26. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he come. And Jesus said, I am going to prepare a place for you. I will come back and take you to be with me so that you also may be where I am. Hallelujah. Saints, have you ever noticed that sometimes two things just seem to go together? You mention one, and automatically the other one comes into your mind. So if I say ice cream, you might say cake, amen. If I say peanut butter, you might say jelly. If I say the movies, you might say popcorn, good. If I say Procter, Gamble, Sears, all right, amen. So when you mention one, you think of the other. Well, in like manner, you can't think of Jesus' death without immediately thinking of Jesus' resurrection from the dead. Hallelujah! He has risen, saints, just like he said he would. Oh, praise your name, Lord Jesus. So Christ's death is not the end of the story. In fact, Christ's death is the beginning of our story of eternity. And you see, we know the rest of the story. Hallelujah. For Scripture says we're going to be, oh, just like he is. Oh, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who's promised good for us here and for all of eternity. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, the Lord has given us an enduring memorial to remind us of what he has done. 1 Corinthians 11:26, for whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Well, saints, in our Old Testament text, Isaiah 44, it focuses on Isaiah as he explains that God will never forget we, God's people. Thank you for never forgetting us. God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I won't forget you. And we, therefore, should not forget God. And saints, we should keep it in mind that while it is good that God never forgets us, it is even more important that we make a decision in our hearts to never forget God. Amen. On many occasions, we see in the Word of God, Israel forgot about God. God brought them out of this. God brought them out. Then they would forget about God. God would become distant. God would just be out of their mind, out of their memories. And today, saints, we should not forget about the Lord, because the Lord never forgets about us. We have a good reason to keep the Lord on our minds. How many know we do? God has been good to every one of us. God has made a way for us. God's love for us has been unforgettable. That's what you are. You're unforgettable. God has brought, I know me, through times of trials and tribulations, and all of us, amen. God has brought us through some tough times. Can anybody say amen to that? God has sustained each of us and all of us in the midst of difficulties. Anybody ever been in a difficulty? Well, guess who got you through it? Hallelujah. God's love is so unforgettable that when we wake up in the morning, we wake up with our minds thinking on Jesus. How many wake up? You're thinking about Jesus. You're singing a praise in your heart. You're thinking about Jesus. Well, you know that song that we sing here? I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Amen. I woke up this morning with my mind, and then I'm walking and I'm talking with my mind. That's how we should go through our day, stayed on Jesus. Well, I'm singing and I'm praying with my mind, stayed on Jesus. Saints, it's hard to forget about the Lord every day because of all of the blessings that God blesses us each and every day with, the gift of life. The gift that we wake up, amen, and be able to move, amen, and to have our being in the Lord. That's why the songwriter declared, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness unto me. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. You know, saints, it's easy to forget God. It's easy to forget God if we put our Bibles up on the shelf somewhere and we let them collect dust. It's easy to forget God if we're not coming to worship regularly. It's easy to forget God if we're not coming out to Bible study to study the Word of God. It's easy to forget God when we start walking and talking without the Lord, amen. We don't wake up with our mind stayed on Jesus. We're not walking and talking with our mind stayed on Jesus. It's easy to forget God, saints, when we're not communing with God. It's easy to forget God when we're not living our days practicing the presence of God in our lives, which is developing a continual openness. It's developing a continual awareness of Jesus Christ's presence living in us. Seeing every moment, every experience that we have through the day, through Christ's eyes, that God is with us and every moment is a gift of God. That's why the songwriter wrote, "Lest I forget Gethsemane. Lest I forget Christ died for me. Lead me to Calvary." You know, saints, we think of Calvary, we see Jesus breaking the bread and blessing it. And Jesus is saying, "Take and eat my body." And when we think of Calvary, we think he says, "This is my blood poured out for you. Do this for the remission of your sin in remembrance of me." And then we respond, "Lest I forget. Lest I forget. Lead me to Calvary." Now, saints, lest I forget, I want you to just show me the cross. Show me the cross that Jesus died on for my sake that I might have life. Lest I forget, show me the nails in his hands that were placed there for me, because of me. Lest I forget, show me the blood in the water. Show it to me. Oh, that streamed from his side for my behalf, for yours. Oh, lest I forget, show me the grave where they buried in that tomb. And lest I forget, show me that rock that was rolled away when he rose again, that I might have life. Hallelujah! Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Jesus is alive today, saints. Can you just shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. We can't forget Jesus because Jesus walks with us. Jesus talks with us. Jesus tells us that we are his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. When I think about what you've done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah! 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 Amen.